Welcome to Black Scott Survival Late Night Live. People always complain about the intro music being louder than the content. It's supposed to be. Anyway, a lot of people have been in an uproar. All the major YouTubers, all the conservatives are making videos about Joe Rogan and the Trump beef. So let's talk about it a little bit. This isn't going to be the full video. It's a safe video for the conservatives. They don't want to talk about anything that could put them in risk of being demonetized. But this is one of those things they can talk about safely. So Joe Rogan said today, or sometime this week, I guess today, that he was a fan of RFK Jr. And the media, as you'll see, took that as an opportunity to use as an attack against Donald Trump. They said that Joe Rogan says he supports RFK Jr. over Trump and Harris. And so, again, the media knows how strong Joe Rogan is. Joe Rogan is the biggest podcaster in the world, whether you like it or not. And every time I say this, like when I say someone's big or famous, oh, they're not. No. Like, literally, he's the largest listen. He is the most listened to podcast in the entire history of the world. So that is proven by facts, not because you or I think so. Trump lashes out at Joe Rogan for backing RFK Jr. Now, I'm going to play the clip just for a moment, because even the conservatives are tripping, saying that he endorsed RFK Jr. I don't take it as that whatsoever at all. Listen to the clip.
Do it on the left. They do it on the right. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney and clean.
So, yeah, he just said he's a fan. He didn't say he's endorsing him. He's not saying he's voting for him. He's not saying that. And I think a lot of this hatred comes because it seems to be that Joe Rogan for some time now has been red pilled. He used to be very liberal. He's pro Bernie Sanders. He said that Michelle Obama would make a great president in the past. He said crazy things, right? And so he's become a lot more conservative seeming to a lot of people. And, you know, he does the UFC commentating for Dana White, who's very pro Trump. And so I think a lot of people box him into that. And the thing is, he can have a right to his opinion. However, like I said before, what you're going to see coming in the future here is more people with voices, strong voices, that seem to be in this community will go anti-Trump. It's just how it is. Closer we get to election, because the elites do not want Trump to win. Kamala Harris' campaign is paying outrageous amounts of money to influencers. They're flying them, putting them in luxury hotels, to events, getting them, you know, down to even small level influencers are paying them $200 cash to make a post for Kamala. So you're going to see more of that, because they cannot let Trump win at all. This is the apocalypse to them. They cannot allow Trump to win. And it seems to be that Trump is winning in the polls. Now, Trump came back with this. It will be interesting to see how loudly Joe Rogan gets booed the next time he enters a UFC ring, MAGA 2024. I think that was probably a poor thing for Donald Trump to do. He seemed to be moving away from that type stuff, like he did in the past, which I think has helped him a lot. But going against Joe Rogan, who's very popular, he's a very popular guy. People love that dude. It could be problematic. And to say that he's going to get booed at the UFC, I just probably wouldn't have said anything at all, truthfully. I mean, he's not competing against Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan came back to clarify and says, for the record, this isn't an endorsement. This is me saying that I like RFK Jr. as a person, and I really appreciate the discusses things with civility and intelligence. I think we can use more of that in the world. He goes, I also think Trump raising his fist and saying fight after getting shot, and it was one of the most American effing things of all time. I'm not the guy to get political information from. And he mentioned some other guy. So again, he clarified this was not an endorsement. So I don't really see the big deal in it, but a lot of people are stirred up about it. But again, you're going to see this. You're going to see this. I mean, they tried to kill the guy a couple weeks ago. They tried to indict him. They tried to do all these things. And I mean, if you remember, man, it's not even been less than a month ago that they tried to blow Trump's head off. And we learned nothing about the shooter. Every other shooter, we've learned everything about. We've learned, you know, where they shop, who they eat with. We learn everything about them. If they were a white guy shooting minorities, you knew everything about that guy. You knew everything down to what he had for breakfast that day. We know nothing about this shooter. It's still a mystery. We know nothing. He doesn't have any friends, but he had two cell phones. He was in constant communication with somebody in encrypted format. Weird. But no answers. Same thing as the Vegas shooter. We know nothing to this day. And then the Secret Service and FBI lied. They've been caught in lies about it. And the media stopped talking about it. And then big tech suppressed it in the results in the search. They're probably going to suppress this video just like they suppressed every other video about it. But if you remember, what else did big tech suppress? And this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is real. All you naysayers, this is real. Hunter Biden's laptop. I personally felt that. They gave me a strike for a video saying that it was terrorism. That's what they said. Medical information about the real dangers of that thingy thing, right? That we've seen come to fruition. Even to the point of shutting down medical doctors that were giving life-saving information, shutting them down, deplatforming them, right? So this isn't some crazy conspiracy theory. This isn't some, oh, yeah, you guys are making this stuff up again. No. Obviously, this was a security failure. We don't know if this was a passive or active approach, right? Were they active participants or was this a passive approach to allow something to happen? And again, at the speed of which the media and our own government has swept it under the rug. We hear about J6 to this day. There's people still sitting in jail. They found a guy by his ear shape because he had a mask and a hat on, and they tracked him down and went and broke into his home and held guns on his pregnant wife. So to think that they quit talking about this completely gives me only one conclusion, that the government had a hand in the attempted on Trump. Now I've got some BWC or body worn camera footage. This is something out of Uvalde, guys. This is something about Uvalde. I want you to watch this. There's no sound in this first one. I'm going to play two of them. The first one here, this is it. There's no sound, but the officer's running up. This is before, excuse me, the firing takes place. He's asking to get a boost up. Why they cut the sound on this, I would love to know. Maybe someone has it with sound. I just could not find it. I searched everywhere. But he's getting a hoist up. He sees Crooks. And then he got the spirit of Uvalde in him and go run. Look at him. He's running, sprinting. Get out of here. Go, leave. Now, I would love to know what the radio communication was at this point. This is a point Trump should be getting sent off the stage, right? Man, take your pistol off and start firing in the air, whatever you have to do. Or shooting in the ground, I'd say. Shooting in the ground, not firing in the air. But just to give the alarm to get Trump off stage, man, right? Now, here's some footage of officer getting his rifle out. And this has audio. Now, a couple of things. I don't know if this is the same officer or not, but there's been a lot of keyboard warriors on here. We don't know this guy's background. We don't know his level of training. He's obviously having some kind of adrenaline dump, you can tell, because he can barely operate his magazine insert. But the thing is we don't know. A lot of people assume that cops are some kind of commandos. It's not the case. And not all cops are former veterans either. So to assume he's some kind of superhero commando is not likely. But the thing is that how anyone will react in this situation, we don't know. So just watch. See, he's like he's raking his charging handle without a magazine inserted. I mean, obviously, this guy's having some kind of adrenaline dump.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. He's straight up.
Also, this is the officer. So the officer had Crooks pointing the rifle at him. He probably saw his wife and kids in that moment. So he had an absolute adrenaline dump. The thing is like a lot of people would judge this guy. I mean, he's obviously in panic mode. Cops seem to be better trained, but definitely he's in panic mode. He's kind of out of it.
Okay, we have two civilians attending to him.
I don't know. Who's got eyes on him?
Back up.
I mean, Crooks would have had him dead to rights. I mean, he has hand, he's holding his freaking body weight up there. So you can't judge the guy too much.
See, he was right where you picked me up, bro. He was on that left side.
Yeah, so this is the guy. And again, you can't judge the guy too much. He was looking, had his hands tied up. He couldn't have done anything. You can, a lot of people are trying to point the failure on this cop. No, it's the Secret Service's fault. And I'm going to go into that later why that is. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people are dumping on this cop. You don't know his background. You don't know what level his training. Obviously, cops need to be trained better. But anyway.
Hey, police up. I need police up. Ladies and shot in the stands, the car stands. I need an ambulance for the back on the corner.
Get them out of here! Get them out! Yo, Blasco. Yo, you about to hop up. He's laying down. He's on our next building over. Right after the gap. He's got glasses, long hair.
I need a ladder. She's gonna f***ing hold.
Yo, Mike, I climbed the wall and I popped my head right in front of him, bro. He's got a book bag, he's got mad AR laying down. Yeah, he's got, he's laying down, prone out, book bag next to him.
Give me a fucking hard line. Most sections
over here. So that's enough of that. Number one, how did Crooks get up there so quickly and easily? It took these officers forever to try to get up there. Number two, again, going back to the officer, he had his hands holding his weight. Of course, we like every cop to be a commando. It's just not the case. We don't know his level of training. But going to that point, this is why you need to be your own hero and never trust anyone else. Because I don't know if you guys saw the CrossFit games. One of the CrossFit competitors was doing the open swim. Part of the right after the run, they do the swim. He's doing the swim. There's actually two paddleboard safety people right beside him, staring off into space while he drowns. I don't know yet. They may have already released it, but I'm not sure the reason of death. I mean, other than drowning, something obviously catastrophic happened because this guy was in phenomenal shape. He's competing in the CrossFit games. But you had two safety rescue guys on paddleboards while he's sitting there drowning. Never put your life in someone else's hands. Never. Because you don't know who the hero is coming to save you is going to be. Regardless, this guy, he was not a, you've seen the guys in tactical gear. He was not a guy in tactical gear. He was obviously some like a beat cop, but Secret Service was the main failure. Would I have reacted in that same way? No. However, people are different. Some people should not be in the profession they're in. And I'm not judging the guy. I'm not him. I was not there. I did not experience what he experienced and felt what he felt. But the thing is, obviously, he had a massive adrenaline dump. And I don't know if he was running away to try to get around a building to wave someone down. I don't know what he was doing. Obviously, they did not have radio communications with Secret Service. We knew that. I don't know if you guys heard that. But the police department said they did not have radio communication, the same frequency as Secret Service during this. Why that is, that's a huge failure, in my opinion. Now, here's a officer stating that he told Secret Service on Tuesday they need to post or position snipers on this roof. Listen.
f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the f***ing, the Secret Service. I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
So yeah, he told them to post guys there, right? But again, and like just going back to the CrossFit guy, and I've seen this time and time again. You've seen Uvalde, you've seen these. No one's gonna save you. No one's gonna care about saving you as much as yourself, or maybe your parents, right? And if your parents, and if you're a grown up, your parents may not. But the thing is that you got to be your own hero, guys. I might make a shirt of that because I always say that expression. We used to do a video series on it. If you have not seen that video series on our YouTube, just type in Black Scout Survival, Be Your Own Hero. There's a 7 or 8 part series. Great information. We really put out a lot of information with that. To Be Your Own Hero is free. Watch it, get the information. Anyway, let's go to Donald Trump's plane, known as Trump Force One. It's a Boeing. Yes, yep, Boeing 757. So it made an emergency landing in Billings, Montana today. Let me play the video. So I saw earlier Trump was questioned about how he felt about AR-15s. I'm going to jump back just for a second. I see some of the comments here saying Trump is anti-2A because he took the bump stocks. And yes, I'm very opposed to that. He also said take the guns first, ask questions later. He said those things. However, I think he knows better now than to make those type of statements, because he was asked how he feels about AR-15s and civilian ownership. And he said it was very important after the shooting. He says very important. He would not touch it, this and that. So regardless of what he said in the past, he's not going to come anywhere near that this day and age. He understands the severity of that, that kind of stuff will cost you an election. But the thing is that I think he's around more patriotic people than he was before on the right side, because he obviously picked some bad folks. He put some bad folks in some positions. He knows that. We all know that, right? Think about Ray, think about Millie, all these type of folks. We could name a slew of them. So he knows better. But going back to the plane, they said it was a mechanical issue. Okay, mechanical issue. Here you go. Trump's plane forced to land due to a mechanical issue. They said it was a hydraulic leak. Now, I'm not a pilot. I've flown a few times. I was going to be a pilot, but things got in the way. But they said a hydraulic leak. And from what I understand, a hydraulic leak, it says here, in an aircraft, hydraulics control the movement of the aircraft left and right, upwards and downwards. The pilots will lose control of an airplane to turn right or left or climb in the case there is a total hydraulic failure. So obviously a hydraulic leak could lead to a total hydraulic failure, from what I understand from my research. And if I got some pilots on here that watch the channel, I know they comment all the time. Comment, let us know. But apparently it is an actual bad thing. We've seen Boeing's falling apart, falling out of there. Dudes Epsteining themselves for cover-ups. So would it be that crazy if a Boeing 757 with Trump on the side of it went down? Now, do you actually believe this is a mechanical failure? Could be, because Boeings have mechanical failures. But Trump was expected to take a private plane from Bozeman Airport next, and then the Secret Service to conduct a sweep during that time. Now, I stated weeks ago, after the months ago, I said for a year now that they were going to try to shoot him. When that did not prevail, I said immediately it'll be a plane crash. That's what I said. So it was totally on my radar that that'll be the, they're not going to try a long gunman again. Too many gaps in that. But planes going down, that does happen. And trust me, that does happen within the government. We do that in other countries. You think that Nigerian that was in charge of the central banking just crashed and everybody died on the Hilo? No, I don't believe that. Whenever he was on the cusp of signing up for BRICS, no, I don't believe that. I think he was taken out. So personally, I believe this was an attempt. I really do. When they tried to censor the assassination attempt, and now amongst all the other things, it's coming this close to election. The race is not close. I wouldn't be surprised if this was another failed attempt. I said it wouldn't be long gunman again, and it won't. Next, it'll be swift terminal illness. Weaponized illness. They do that. If you didn't know, you can Google it. They have that kind of stuff. Now, Trump apparently plans to keep a light schedule over the next few weeks with limited rallies before the DNC. I'd say it's very smart, lay low, because they're not going to stop. And don't forget, World War III cards out on the table. That thing's rumbling. They're holding that one for last. That's last resort. Then maybe martial law, stop the elections. They did it in Ukraine. They did it. People say, oh, they can't do that. They just did it in Ukraine, and we're okay with it. We're still sending billions of dollars. Man, I got my... Man, you would not believe the tax bill I got on my truck today. I opened that letter. It's more... I think I've had the truck 2 or 3 years. It's more than it has been the previous 2 years. It's probably double the amount of most Americans' mortgage. And I just have to think, man, how many surgeries am I paying for? Gender surgeries. How many missiles am I buying for Ukraine? You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy. Someone said Trump can't fix America. You're right. Trump can't fix America by himself. All Americans have to do it. A lot of people think, you know, oh yeah, Trump's going to come save us. Well, Trump may not make it, number one, but we have to do it ourselves. We have to work together to save this country. Make no mistake. You can't sit back on the sidelines. The quarterback can't be on the field while the rest of the team is sitting on the bench. That's not how you win a game. There's no O-line. There's no running backs, no wide receivers. I also use the same analogy because conservatives love to attack conservatives. I saw this guy that I don't know. Someone tagged me in it, but he seemed to have a lot of followers on Instagram, this guy. And he was saying, man, it's unbelievable. He said, I didn't know conservatives attack conservatives so much. And it's wild. And it's part of the playbook. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, make enemies of themselves. It would kind of be like if I was a foreign country, let's say China, and I wanted to destroy America. I wanted to fight America. What I would do first is whittle themselves down with their own infighting. That's what I would do, whittle them down. Then there's less people to fight, cause much chaos and discord I could. That's what I would do. Someone corrected me on that word the other day. But I think that is part of the strategy. I think there's probably lots of propaganda. You see how Israel and the Palestine thing has divided conservatives. There's conservatives that are pushing the pro-Palestine message along with leftists. I don't care about either one of those. I care about America. That's where I live at. That's where my kids live. I don't care what happens anywhere else. And I'm sorry. I just don't. Now, would I want to go save weak, innocent people? Absolutely. Absolutely, I'd love to do that. But the problem is a lot of people make decisions based off misinformation. And what that means is the government-controlled media. And so all the crying hearts and stuff like that, is propaganda being used to control a narrative, to create division. Why do you think in other countries they don't have the racial tension that America does? Because their media doesn't provoke it. It's a tool. It's a tool to control people, conquer and divide, split the masses. And again, it kind of goes back to what I talked about earlier. You have to be your own hero. You have to save yourself. And how you do that is saving your community first, because you live there. You have power there. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people completely flip communities. It's very possible. Donald Trump's not going to come save you in November, because he may not make it, to be honest. He may get taken out first, and then it's Nikki Haley, right? Then you have Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris, two Indian women, competing. And both of them are controlled by the puppet masters. They're both puppets, right? I do want to share one more thing, guys, because obviously they did not like my video about Waltz, the new vice president pick for Kamala. They did not like that. They're suppressing that information too about him, his stolen valor. Apparently they've already removed it from his website. So anyway, they don't want that information to get out. If you didn't go watch that video, go watch it. I've got a lot of stuff in there, a lot of video clips and things like that. But I wanted to share this, the new BSS-4 knife on sale till Sunday, $35 off. Somebody do the math for me, somebody smart. Comes with a Tech Lock clip, Kydex sheath, stone wash finish, 4-inch blade, olive drab, texture G10, D2 steel. Go pick you up one. To me, it's the perfect size for a carry blade. I plan to talk to my buddy too to see if he can make some leather straps here so you can wear on the front and very close to your body. You can flip the Tech Locks here to wear it close to the body down here in the front, like right on the offset position. That's where I like to have it. And then the leather strips will hold it close to the body. Let me block this guy. Someone said this is a commercial. Bye-bye, buddy. Screw you. This is my company. And why you would get mad about a Patriot promoting his own products on a company he started first? Black Scout Survival was a company I started. And just so happened, I got pissed off with all the weak people in the country not speaking up. I use my business to speak up. For you to say that, screw you. You're the type of conservative while we're losing, and why Kamala Harris will be president will be communism and they'll take our guns. You're the type of guy. You're the type of guy. Anyway, go pick him up on a website. Support us, guys. And leave your thoughts about, do you think this is an attempt on Trump, or is this tinfoil conspiracy hat stuff? Anyway, guys, we're going to stay frosty, stay strapped, and always stay dangerous. Take care.